Good evening. It's time for the QLP Poetry Reading Series. This series is designed to showcase the works of poets from around the world. The host of the program is Dr. Michael Anthony Ingram.
Our guest tonight is Alatish Kolawole, who hails from Abuja, Nigeria. Without further ado, I give you Alatish.
Poetry. Poetry. No one word can truly describe poetry. No one word can. Poetry is not just a description and creation of words. Poetry is life. Poetry is love. Poetry is in the air we breathe. It runs in our veins. And if you look around, it's everywhere. Poetry is in everything. You can find it on the face of your children. You can find it in your lover's eyes. You can find it in sharing every morning. You can find it in other people's words and world. You can find it in the deepest friendships. I found it with the likes of Kyrie Thomason, Vincent Steele, Barry Peter, Trudy, Kate Stone, Roberto Malini, Antonella Rizzo, Jamie Bamford. And I have found it with you, Michael Anthony Ingram. And the list goes on. The list runs into hundreds and thousands of beautiful people from around the world. Poetry is in the water we drink. It's in the food. Poetry is the moon. It's the mountain. Poetry is the rainbow. It's in our day-to-day experiences in words, deeds, action, and on paper. There is poetry in everything. When you find this feeling, which words cannot fully describe, you know it's nothing else. When you find it, you know it's nothing else but poetry. Why is poetry important? Poetry is important because it helps us to understand our world and the world around us. Poetry promotes love and unity. Poetry helps us to portray the chaos, the violence that are widely unreported in our fractured world. Poetry offers us a way to empathize with one another. It leads us away from hate to love, from violence to mercy and pity. It preaches hope and possibilities. Poetry helps us to express our feelings. And I believe with poetry, we can change the world. What prompted me into writing poetry? My life is a story. So I began writing because I wanted to tell my own story to my children. I want my children to better understand my struggles and my failures, with the hope that they will remember the various occasions and events that makes our future. What are some of the predominant themes of my work? Some of the themes of my work are love, unity, faith, progress, possibilities, and hope for all. These are some of the key themes behind my work. When poetry begins for me, it's not just an idea. Poetry is an emotion, and it often begins with the image of events happening in our environment and the world at large. When I do write, I sometimes play around it, and I sometimes let words find me. And at other times, I sit and think through every word. I write in every condition. I realize there's an element of poetry in every condition. So any condition can inspire me to write. I write everywhere. I write anywhere as long as I have a writing device. The three poems I am proud of writing are Papa Pray For Me, Mama's Breast, Deep Sea. The difference between my singing, my speaking and writing voice is basically something I haven't thought about until now. But I think they are both unique in their own way, and I am grateful to God for that. The first poem I have written is titled deep sea. I stood across the screen of the river, stared and saw an eye, deep eye, adorned and adequate, staring an eye, staring as I, back at I, an eye, deep eye, into my eye. And I said in tranquil, an eye, deep eye, and I wondered, why an eye? What an eye, on the screen of the river, the aged river, that as old as life itself, the same that watered our crops and hydrated our ships, the same as yester, the same that filled the jaw of my ancestors, the same that bit them, their children, my father, your mother, and I. There I stood and stared, motionless like frozen rock, deep sea as the eye, motionless like frozen rock, like an unmoving stock still station. I blinked an eye, so did an eye. I rolled and twisted an eye, so did an eye, so did an eye. And I said loudly, if this eye is purposeful, it must be of the gods. If this eye is deep, it must be of the gods. Second poem I'll be reading is titled, Papa, Pray For Me. Papa, pray for me. The seven virgins of heaven are patched on my sky, like the reel of rainbow on mother's lips, and I, your humorous son of humble Oculus, shall set to flight towards the horizon rimmer, where the purity of virgins are pronounced like humorous pleasures. I am setting a wing like the planes on the runway, and growing a wing like the eagle of Africa. Papa, your little son is now a grown man. He wants to fly his way to the sky of virgins, and fly he will. On his return, he shall bring home a virtue of virgins, a virgin with silk virginias, whose apron are a white snow, a virgin amid seven virgins, whose eye are blue lights at the middle of an oceaneous journey. Papa, pray for me. The face of the wind is blur. I can't touch my face in reflection. The storm on my part are rages. I can't touch my part, but I can see the goal. Papa, pray for my safe journeys. The eggs beneath the world are ripe and pregnated. They shall be hatched within the warmth of your prayers. The ashling shall carry the hail of blessings. Papa, pray for me. The top poem I'll be reading is titled, What is a Dream? What is the dream? On the Slaton estate, within the residence settled upon an island, in a winding story, within a container that spreads hope and possibilities into the near distant places across the beats of our world. The paints that passion reads, the stamps that saddles upon the ridge of courage, the hunting that binds our common sense of purpose. In the books, which never said never, but spoke of one goal in one world. The atmosphere which pronounces being naturally kind and compassionate as a lone way of life, with a big noble question of how to make a big difference in the world. A difference with other agronauts, with the hope to change the world or try to change it. With the secret power of poetry, placing selves on the side of the just. So, what is a dream? We hope to answer that question as specifically as possible, then set about attaining that goal, even though the dreams are too ambitious and we feel somewhat overwhelmed. But then, once begun is half done. At the poet's residence, our feelings are focused on all the world's population. There is a feeling of unity with the billions of people we have never met, the geniuses, to one day raise a few eyebrows and put a big smile on every face. The fourth poem I'll be reading is titled, I Can't Read, I Can't Write. I can't read, I can't write. The letters are dancing boogie. The letters are dancing ballet. I can't read, I can't write. I'm a stranger to alphabets. The letters can't letter the letter. I can't read, I can't write. I am of little enthusiasm, dampened skill and no abilities. I can't read, I can't write. My slates are still in clay. The chalk is yet to be born. I can't read, I can't write. But I know a dream that comes true, like stars on the heart. I can't read, I can't write. I am a vegetable. My only friends are colors and a heart of poetic designs. The fifth poem I'll be reading is titled, God's Moves Makes It Human. I know nothing but one God, I know God and nothing else. When God moves, humanity moves. There is a God in you, and so is he in me. There is a big river of love in you, and it flows to me in beautiful words of hope. I see a river of enthusiasm, and you see it too. You, who are reading with me at this very moment. You, who are set on a journey into the outstanding sea of possibilities. Here are God's hands. I seek no other validation. As we set out to unlock the vaults. Here is to the future whose full-blown erection is statutory upon the pinnacles of inner validations, which flaunt its cap like a star, celebrating the essence of God's moves within our hearts, our lives, and the universe, singing love upon love, spreading goodwill from continent to continent, dancing eligibly upon the stage of multiplication as we wave the flag, the one which unifies us. There is a God in our every step. I see how he beats our direction into perfection. I know his hands. I know no other way. The brown lawn has been watered. It is now a beautiful green. It then dawns on us that there is a God in your moves, and so is he in mine. God's glee, then human's glee too. God's moves are the secret of human successes. God moves, and human moves. The sixth poem I'll be reading is titled, Now That We Are Here. Now that we are here, let us start attracting people and potential partners like flames does to mouth. Let us start mixing bees with honey. We simply just resume forward motion. We are riding for glory. The world is simply hungry for a taste of talent. The seventh poem I'll be reading is titled, Remember Me. Remember me. When the spelling context begins and the alphabets are whistling, remember to spell my name correctly. When the day is light and the screen is apparent, remember me in the dark. When the rains are in travel and dryness encroaches, remember to water my lawn. The eighth poem I'll be reading is titled, Still Sound Strong. Still Sound Strong. Steve, Steven, Steve. Standing, stand at some. Slowly swimming strength. Strict swimming swims. Standing successful seasons. Street stepping swags. Shall singing sweet sail. So said sailing. Smiling seasonal senses. The ninth poem I'll be reading is titled, All Able A's. All Able A's. Alatish is abling us. Assessing abling accomplishments. All Able A's. Alatish's ablings activated. Accountability activations. All A's are adorned. Alatish's adorning are adoring. Able A's able. Ample awakening are days. Awesome apron appraisal. Alatish's abilities able. Adamant ambassador Alatishe. Asagai alacrities. Atishe Alatishe. Avid attentions. Avalon addresses. Alatish's alacrity. All able A's. Alatish's abling us. Assessing abling accomplishments. The 10th poem I'll be reading is titled, I want to be a king on your paintings. I want to be a king on your paintings. On these gregarious global wings, where lightning are a bombardment of delightful strokes. I want your brush to be the vocabulary that paints the canvas of my kingdom. I am a glorious king. To my people, I am a brother, a father, and friend. The 11th poem I'll be reading is titled, Perhaps. Perhaps I write for peace. Perhaps I am a poet. I only stand for unity. Perhaps I cannot fail the children. I am a reflection of hope. I am an inspiration. Perhaps I write for the hustling boys and girls around the world. On my face, I have their face. It only carries the marks of their stories. Perhaps I am an ocean. I sing words. I dance action. Perhaps you're a cloud of succulent moisture. You make me a fall of rain and a river of rich love. Perhaps you hold my hands. We sang a duet and danced fireworks in this fall season. Perhaps you sing to me like a nightingale. And sing for me like a budding dove and love burns fat like a wondrous sunshine. Perhaps you took my hands. I made a fertilized run into the showers of tranquility. Perhaps we are young lovers. We are young at heart. Heart ticking off the clock really wants to dance. Perhaps we dance and begin to step for glory on the sky sweetened with blue paint. Perhaps we fire ambitions. We let our violets play. We let our music play.
The program will continue in a moment.
What is next for me as a poet? My poetry collection, Welcome to the Poet's Residence, is scheduled for 2020. While we anticipate the release of this amazing book, we hope to have many collaborations done, and also we hope to get featured in various literary journals from around the world. If not my books, where would you rather be? In this poem, I was reaching out to other agronauts and those with lots of power, because I know I can do it alone. I know I'm gonna need a lot of support as I journey through the path of poetry and our various humanitarian ideas. If not my books, where will you rather be? You, big wigs, those on fire, and the big winners. The Hagonauts, those with lots of power who aim to change the world or try to change it. Priceless you, who bears the light and lots of love all at the same time. Come right into my box and help me swim through the poet's river of hope, into the sea and onto the highlands. Help me rewrite the stories of what it feels like to live boldly, freely, authentically, and most importantly, purposefully. Reward my humble beginnings as I plant the seed of a new world to bloom. Help me shoot our divine parts and purposes for the stars as I humbly present my aspirations to the world. Drive me to the pinnacle of victories. You, big wigs, those on fire, and the big winners. If you're not in a Latisha's box, where would you rather be? The next poem I'll be reading is titled, Welcome to the Poet's Residence. I wrote this poem because we hope to change the world or try to change it using the secret power of poetry. Welcome. Welcome to the poet's residence. Welcome to the poet's residence, the crown king of love, whose neck is adorned with beads, glides on his peaceful throne of words, raises his tassel up high into the sky, and waves it in praise to acknowledge God as he welcomes the world into his amorous kingdom of hopeful glee. Faith, oneness, and equality. Welcome. Welcome to the prominent residence where all our lives make the news. Welcome to Alatisha's residence. Royalty is the oxygen that palates the lungs of this humble dynasty. Kings and queens are famous stars that light our legendary dreams. Princes and princesses all live on the lines of our books, riding gracefully, as we welcome the world to Alatish's residence. Here, noises are no friends of our calm exterior. Noise is a taboo causing FG unquenched distresses. Noise is acidous with its enormous distortions. Noise is a gathering of atmospheric disturbances. A noise is a trash in our compositions, an unhealthy impurity of mixtures like stones clattering down upon our silent roofs, an injustice like gliding caps and souses smashing into the zinc to be displaced, distanced, and thrown beyond bounds. Welcome to the poet's residence. Here, dreams are drawn and upheld upon historical canvases. Here, deep sleeps and falls are rewoken and reworked into the burning light for excellent news and views for present generations and generations yet unborn. Welcome to the poet's residence, and you all can come on in. There's a place here for you to rest, a desk at which to write, and a library of good books, choices of rich food and natural fruit juices, interesting tourist sites and sights, stream of good company and of quietness in this temperate region, among the sweet singing birds, some sweet views, classic songs, beautiful dawns and dusks. Welcome to our comic spit, a palette of inspiring layers of words for peace and possibility. Arkham exhibit, heart meeting at eye level. Arkham exhibit, hands learning to hold hands within the majestic walk of life as words of love whispers down from the blue sky and fluffy clouds. To the hearing of a prosperous news, happily, the world gathers to confirm all of our hearts, the legendary buildings, a residence of aesthetic joy, peaceful cohabitation and creativity within the residence of books, love, dreams, and rich histories. Welcome to the legendary building that houses all our diverse experiences. I welcome you all to the poet's residence. I welcome you all to Alatish's residence. Thank you for stopping by at the poet's residence. Thank you. The next poem I'll be reading is titled, Toma in the Book. This poem is a huge call out. While I wrote this poem, I was looking to get featured in the various literary journals of the world. Toma in the Book. Pour me in a fine book. Wrap me with care in a nice package. Send me to distant countries, overseas and across the mountains. I want to be read by the millions and millions of people from around the world. The next poem I'll be reading is titled, Before the Poet's Residence Can Be Constructed. I wrote this poem with the hope to one day put up an art house that supports all forms of art. Before the poet's residence can be constructed, before this spectacular building can be constructed, let's draw an architectural plan and begin to clear the bushy areas to form a space upon which to build a spectacular creativity. Let us all dig deep and lay strong foundations for our art house as we, the builders, begin to pour bricks upon bricks, erecting the legendary building that houses our various legacies. The next poem I'll be reading is titled, We Need a Road on This Broken Earth. This poem talks about the state of our fractured world. It highlights the chaos in our various environments. We need a road on this broken earth. On a broken road lives a broken heart. On our broken road, I see my broken heart. I drove the broken line. I ran into a famous hole. Call it pit hole. Call it pot hole. And I drove into the speed bumps. I shook. My head grew a lump. I sighed. I knew these roads are decorated dead traps. The brake screeches. Depressed our shock absorbers. Bent steering racks. And overall systemic displacements. All our bitter tales to tell. When they drown in the oars of discomfort and disbelief. So, the rain fell and covered the roads. We now drive into our timeless graves. Poor drainage systems, deeply sunk roads, models and motorcycles and bicycles and legs over, intoxicating pileups, unending traffic jams. Like an angry man, I asked, who will reduce the Nigerian man's cry? She made a journey to the east and met the dirty clods of the Nigerian roads, saddened and mourning pain. What a way to go. I am sad and reluctant. Shall I overload my heart again with crashes that never end? Like an angry man, I asked again. Who will reduce the Nigerian man's cry? More work and more work in progress. Much like the highway department working on road construction. On this broken heart, we need a road. To the man in corridor of power, another construction of a brand new super highway much needed. On a broken heart, we need a road. On this broken road, I teared. I wept. On this road, they profusely emerged. On our broken road lives a broken heart. On our broken road, I see the broken heart. The next poem I'm reading is The Fall Season. I love the rain and the fall season is my best. And as a little boy, I just want to play in the rain. And most importantly, I loved it. I love to watch it rain. Fall season. The fall season is my season. And as a little boy, I bask amidst the falling arrows that show us the blessed heart and moisten the loam of our growing corn. Beyond. Beyond is a poem that identifies with my faith. It speaks life into my consciousness, and most importantly, I believe in God, in the good that He has done, and all that is yet to happen. Beyond. Beyond the eyes, there lies my heart. Over motor steps are holes beyond my depth. Beyond the eyes, there lies my mouth. Yes, they could not embrace nor behold the beauty of my lips, eclipsed beneath my big nose. Beyond the sights, my words will only fight. Slitted feelings and open arms, legible enough to roar. Beyond my eyes and its sights, my toes shall step on high grounds, till I see my heart laughing flowers. Then, blessed, I have become. God's big hand. This is a poem I wrote a long time ago. This is a poem that reminds me of God. In the poem, I hailed God. You know, I said to myself, there is a God in me. There is a God in all of us. There is a God in my little fingers. And I believe my fingers will write their way to victory. God's big hand. The way those hands moved, firm at a touch on the shoulder, soothing and tendering like the brittle bone in hibiscus. These hands are God's big horn. Timed as once tiny and helpless, but now they are called Holy Companion. What could have been done without you? Close around you are short thin tentacles, your 10 obedient servants. The itchy back you have scratched, the tom-tom your tentacles have fed, and the tears on the chubby cheeks you wiped dry. I hail thee, the hearts of creation you have learned. A reason you are called God's big horn, beautiful hands. Stream. The poem Stream got me asking when my love will return. You know, and it also tells me that love will find me at God's time. So, sit back and enjoy life. Stream. The doves wearing the golden beads on the almond tree, singing songs of all that is first, of all that is present and yet to come, dancing in steps all around the tree branch. And now on this fateful morning, propelled outside the balcony, and subsequently leaned on the fortified fencing, asking if my love will return today. Then they replied, you cannot know and should not bother. Rain and Amatan do emerge in seasons, and so shall your love. I have a dream. This poem speaks of love. In this poem, I saw amusing pictures of happily ever after. This poem fights for love. This poem is for love. I have a dream. If you ask me what dream I saw, I will tell you I saw a couple of celebrations. I will tell you, diamond rings will be flying all around the world this weekend, right out of the hand of all handsome lovers, onto the hands of our beautiful princesses. I saw steps in the name of love everywhere around the globe. I saw amusing pictures of happily ever after. The next one I'm reading is Sing Songs. My mother is my idol, you know. She is a reflection of hope. She's a reflection of possibilities. And each time I think about her, I'm like, who? My mother, you know, is really huge for me. Sing songs. I watch my mother sing songs. And I watched her smile abundantly too. Into the glances of newborn with toothless pink gum, whose mono milk is breast milk. Then, I was young and inquisitive, so I asked my mother, did you sing songs? Did you smile abundantly too when I was a baby? And she said, yes, 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 I did. 59 lives, 59 candles. This poem is dedicated to the victims of the deadliest mass shooting in modern American history. 59 lives, 59 candles. My Vegas, a place where day meets night, and night meets day, ushering on any vibrancy. Las Vegas, where casinos make rich men richer, and others who try sometimes turn winners. But how could death confront Vegas when the love was for music? Why could tragedy not avert itself? 59 questions. 527 questions on my sore lips. It was a deadly mass shooting, creeping on the people, hunting them down. It was dead songs on a terror concert, blood symphony, horror show in Vegas. Fearful sights, wild agitations, distressed perplexity, 59 candles, 59 lives, 527 injured, perilous act. The fury of one single gunman, raining a roller of bullet mercilessly, shooting at Vegas, sending down Vegas, shutting our people to the ground, taking their sun. The light of the sun went off. Darkness fell on Vegas. The sun died and slept. 59 suns pronounced dead. 59 candles, 59 lives. The sun is dead, and no candle can replace it. Las Vegas fell dead, touch her heart, while watching our loved ones fall, while watching our loved ones slump lifelessly to the ground. 59 lives, 59 candles, without a final hug, or a word of farewell.